Marita Brancisi, Cosmic Maestro, by Jeffrey Kluger. It took Albert Einstein to predict the existence of gravitational waves, ripples in space-time that occur when objects like black holes collide. It took Marita Brancisi to make sure we actually saw the evidence of such a crack-up. Brancisi, an astrophysicist, works at the Virgo Gravitational Wave Detector in Italy. Detectors in the U.S. had recorded waves three times since 2015, but only as physical ripples, never optically. Brancisi got the astronomers and physicists working together so that the next time waves were picked up, telescopes all over the world could swing into position. Last August, her work paid off when a collision between two neutron stars was detected. Thanks to her, 70 telescopes jumped into action, yielding dozens of scientific papers, one with 3,500 co-authors. Her name is listed among the bees. Modest credit for a monumental achievement. Time notes Jeffrey Kluger, Time Editor-at-Large, is the author of Apollo 8. Ruth Davidson, Great Scott, by Neil Ferguson. Time notes Ferguson, a Scottish historian, is the Milbank Family Senior Fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution. He writes, "There was a time when the Conservative Party looked as dead as a dodo in Scotland. Having won majorities of Scottish votes in the 1950s, the Tories seemed to have gone extinct by 1997, when not a single one of their candidates won in Scotland. The party's resurrection, it won 31 seats in the Scottish Parliament in 2018 and 29% of the Scottish vote in last year's UK general election, owes much to the refreshing, rambunctious style of Ruth Davidson. Born in Edinburgh in 1978, Davidson served in the British Army Reserves and worked as a journalist before entering politics in 2009. Just 2 years later, she was elected the Scottish Conservatives' leader. An opponent of both Scottish independence and Brexit, Davidson stands out as a proponent of same-sex marriage. Indeed, she and partner Jen Wilson are currently planning their wedding. Could she be a future British Prime Minister, succeeding the beleaguered Theresa May?" Quote, "I love London," unquote, she has said, quote, "no plans to move there myself, but great to visit," unquote. Many voters south of the border would love her to reconsider.